Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Guys, you've just tuned into LA Talk Radio, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I'm your host, Davey, and this is Dave's Good Vibration Station, the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I must say, we are blessed beyond words. We have everything we could ever possibly imagine stored within our hearts and our minds and our expectations. And of course, the energy that embodies all in which we are. I just love these good tunes here on the Vibration Station. Can't get enough of them. So today we have a very special show lined up for you guys. We have the one and only Dr. Michelle Cohen with us in the studio. You guys probably have heard her. And if you haven't, you gotta get in the know. Every Friday at 11 on the couch with Dr. Michelle, Channel 1 LA Talk Radio. Make sure not to miss out. She gives phenomenal psychological advice. She's saved lives. She's helped multiple dozens of, hundreds of thousands of people. Many, many, many people. And I am grateful enough and honored to have her in the studio. How you doing today, Doc?
I am doing great, and thanks so much for having me here, Dave. It's super to be with you.
Well, it's super to have you here, and it's super to be with you, too. You know, I always get inspired when we talk. You are one of the larger inspirations in my life. You know, dealing with just everything life puts on our plates, I always feel like, you know, I can always give you a call and say,
yes,
hey, Doc, I'm dealing with this. How would you deal with it? What's going on? So we were talking the other day, and you brought up a really great point. You said, Dave, you said, what are your passions? And the first thing that came to my head was radio.
Yeah.
I said, radio, helping people, spreading a positive message through entertainment, doing the things that I love to do. These are my passions. She said, how do you know this? And I said, well, it's just, I feel it. It makes me happy. And then she said, well, what can you do to bring more of these things into your life? Well, this is when I was presented with an idea. This idea is how to transform your lifestyle into your passion. How to transform your day-to-day grind from something that you don't enjoy doing that's strictly monetarily based into something that you wake up and you're ecstatic, you hop out of the bed because you know you're doing something for a greater purpose, and it's just a perk that you get paid for doing it. What a concept.
So true.
So, Doc, today's show, inspired by you, revolves around passions. Number one, how to figure out what your passions are, because as silly as it may sound, it's very easy to layer expectations and other people's wants, needs, and desires and expectations of us. We layer these things on top of what really brings us joy. We tend to forget that we kind of forget what brings us joy sometimes.
It's so true.
So I'm just going to kind of open this up by saying, what would you say to someone that isn't necessarily getting compensated by doing what they love to do?
Yeah.
and kind of forgot what they love to do in the first place.
Right. Well, it's a great question. I was thinking maybe in a little bit also I could ask you the same questions that I ask to patients who come and see me.
Oh.
In other words, to kind of explore, do you mind being so
of course.
Transparent?
I love it. Let's
so,
do it.
Maybe I can give you the kind of guidance that I would do in a psychological setting in my office.
I love it.
To help people find their passion. And this, by the way, is one of the most common things that I hear.
Really?
From people, even, you know, who are older.
Right.
Primary group is your generation, is your, you know, like 20s, 30s.
Right.
But I have a lot of 40s, 50s who come in and say, I'm not happy. I've right. been at the same job for so long, or I can't find my passion.
Right.
You know, I don't know what to do. How can I find something that brings me joy? Because I'm in the same grind every day. I yes. have some people in my life who are great. They've been old friends. They're, you know, pretty nice people. But I just find that sometimes they bring me down.
Right.
How can I find the passion to get out and pursue more things? Because that's what life is about, is enjoying.
And the motivation and the excitement.
Right.
And all of these things, the passion.
Yeah.
Yes. Beautifully said.
So what I usually tell people who come in to see me and ask me questions about how to find it, it's not easy because, again, when we've been just so patterned with our neural patterns,
right,
the way they work, into habits. Every day you get up. Every day you do the same thing. Every day. And it's great to have a, you know, structured thing. Go to the gym. Cool. Grab a bite. Go to work. Get lunch with your friends. Go have a drink after work. Go, you know, but sometimes the people who are not real happy with the same old pattern, you've got to break out.
Yes.
You got to break out.
You got to.
So you have to explore your passion, which could be the reason why you wake up in the morning.
Yes.
And you've got to find something that's going to keep you up late with excitement.
Yeah.
Right?
I like that. I like that a lot.
And passion can also be a quieter feeling of satisfaction, knowing you're living life on your terms.
Right.
Okay. But not everybody knows exactly what his or her passion is right away. Right? It's hard to find a new career or get completely immersed in a new hobby or activity. So there's lots of things that we can do.
What are some of those things, Doc?
Well, let me ask you some questions.
Oh!
Let's do it.
Sounds good.
Here we go. Think about things, Davey, that okay. motivate your decisions. What motivates your decisions? Let me just tell you what I hear.
Interesting.
Too many people often end up listening too much to their, you know, their social selves, the part of that personality that wants to fit in, be thought of well by others, and follow the rules, which is great. It's healthy to want to be part of a big community and, you know, kind of meld with everyone and just kind of be in there. But if you end up basing all your decisions on what other people think is right for you,
right.
you're going to be angry, you're going to be depressed, you're going to feel out of control in your life, and you're going to end up feeling like you've missed your purpose.
Yeah, totally.
Okay? So one of my favorites is the psychologist Clayton Barbo, who coined the idea to describe what happens when you let external pressure shape what you think. And Clayton says, stop shoulding yourself. I should have. I could have. Why didn't I? I missed out when I was so young.
Yes.
I had this opportunity and I didn't jump on it. So stop beating yourself up, guys.
Yes.
All we have is right now.
Right.
In this moment. You look back, and what I say is we all make mistakes. It's all good. It's part of the journey. Some of them hurt. Some of them disappoint us. We all have missed some real grand opportunities, but we weren't ready to get them yet.
Right.
As you would say, I think, vibrationally.
Yes.
Right?
We were not a vibrational equivalent.
Exactly.
Not yet, at least.
Yeah, exactly. So what motivates your decisions? Is it society? Is it what motivates your decisions, Dave?
Well, Doc, that's a good question. Personally, I have a vision in my head. I think the world is changing. I mm-hmm. think there's a multifaceted there's multiple facets for improvement in our world, and that's what really excites me, to think about what kind of effect and impact I can have on the world in a day-to-day basis. How I can raise people's vibration, make them feel better, because here's what it comes down to. If everyone found out how to feel good, if everyone was able to look inside and become the wholeness of who they are, that source that is the greater them, then everyone would be super happy with each other. Everyone would be wealthy, everyone would be healthy, everyone would be wise. But then we wouldn't have as much contrast, and contrast is a wonderful platform for expansion. So I bless the contrast, but I do believe that there is opportunity for expansion, for improvement, for a more synchronistically aligned approach to economy, society. So yeah, that's my passion, or that's my drive.
This is what motivates your decisions, is looking at the changes that are coming, and you have a real positive view, especially, you know, if you listen to all your shows, Dave's Good Vibration Station. It's about elevating vibrations. So you are a very community-oriented person. You're basing a lot of your choices, what motivates you, on changing the world. And I don't get that in a narcissistic sense. I get that in being part of the whole
collective consciousness.
Okay, so you've nailed that. So here we go. Number two, have you figured out your values? What are your core beliefs in life? They can be religious or spiritual or reflective of your personality. So what are your
beliefs,
core values?
Maintain my alignment. What I mean by that is do whatever I can in all circumstances to make myself feel as good as possible in every single moment. Just like you said a moment ago, Doc, you said all we have is now. So my core values revolve around appreciating this moment, not letting any external circumstances phase or lower my vibration, regardless of whether someone thinks that I'm just sticking my head in the sand. Because I get that a lot.
Do you?
Sure.
What do they say?
Do you not see what's happening? Do you not see what's happening to me? Or do you not feel bad for me? Do you not see how terrible this is? No, I don't. I only see the blessing behind it.
Wow.
And then it pisses them off. But that's okay. Because it's not my job to convince someone else not to get pissed off when I choose to see things from a positive direction. So there's a difference, and I don't mean to tangent on this one.
No.
I just really want to say to the listeners, there's a fundamental difference between sticking your head in the sand and pretending like it's not happening versus recognizing the things around you and choosing deliberately to look at the positives in it. So people that don't understand the laws of attraction and don't apply them on a daily basis, they easily confuse deliberately focusing on the positive for sticking your head in the sand.
Yeah.
But that's actually the opposite of what I'm doing and what we're doing.
Right.
I'm not sticking my head in the sand. I'm seeing what's happening, and I'm making an educated, high vibrational decision by saying, I'm not going to let this affect me in a negative way because I'm the one with the power in my consciousness.
So that's great. So that's a wonderful answer. So, okay, you kind of figured out your values. And I just wanted to mention that, you know, I always go back to research and stuff because, I mean, that's how we find what people feel and think and how they react. But a lot of research has shown that when you aren't living in accordance with your values, you can feel unhappy and unmotivated. And you can also procrastinate more because you don't find your activities meaningful.
Right.
And that's what you put into this explanation. It's so meaningful to you to really look at what you're going to do in changing the world, or that contribution that you want to lend.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Thanks, Doc.
You're welcome. And also, it's important to take some time to look at your past experiences and think about what made you feel right about your life.
Yes.
What were those flashbulb moments?
Yes.
Did you have some flashbulb moments that you want to share that were
sure.
like amazing where you went, ah, wow.
When I had the idea to start putting sacred geometry on clothing,
yes.
it was a tremendous light bulb moment. Mm. So I had this idea, and then a week later, literally a week later.
Yes.
I just so happened to be watching Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory.
Yes.
And he has an episode on sacred geometry, and he made a sacred geometry skateboard, and then he made this comment where he goes... Mm-hmm. He goes, oh, we're going to make a killing making sacred geometry, right? So, but I just thought of this idea.
You were like on the same vibe as him.
We were on the same
right.
vibe. And wow. it inspired me. So I had this tremendous light bulb before seeing that with the Rob Dyrdek show. And then a week after coming up with this idea, writing down, getting my designs down, I see this. And it was just the universe confirming.
Wow.
And I still do that to this day.
That's amazing.
So
can I share something else with everybody that
sure.
I saw, which I thought was pretty cool
yeah.
that you did.
Oh.
I recall being on your show quite a long time ago, and we were talking about similar things, but also about finding, you know, being happy and being okay with creating prosperity and abundance.
Yes.
And you had said to me, I'm going to find a way to create some cash soon. It's going to come to me. I'm going to put myself out there. And lo and behold, I see you on this game show. I see you on this game show. And it was so... You won. And, I mean, you were hilarious. I mean, you're great on the radio. You're so personable and you're so funny. But when I saw you on television, that, to me... You looked like you were, I mean, you had to go through, what was the name of that show? Killer Karaoke or something?
Yes, it was.
Who hosted that?
Mark McGrath.
Oh, God. You and
he was
he,
really nice.
You guys had such an energy going on. But when you were on that show, you eliminated, because of your positivity and drive and putting yourself, and by the way, you're a really good singer. You had to sing your way through all of these kind of like survival things with, you know, being scared and snakes and things like that.
And electrocuted that.
Oh my God, I couldn't believe it. You had electrodes on your arms and legs while you had to sing a song and they were electrocuted. I can't believe you went through that. But my point is that you won. And weeks before that, you were telling me, I want to create some wealth in my life. And here you go. You got cash.
That's
you got
the way
like
to do it, baby.
Some $5,000 in cash or something. So
the way
that to me was a flashbulb moment.
Oh,
probably
thanks.
For you, huh?
Thanks, Doc. That
when
was a flashbulb
when you were on the set.
Oh,
doing
definitely.
That?
Oh, yeah. When I that was definitely a flashbulb moment too. Yeah, feeling and being on TV is always really enjoyable for me as well. So it's a passion. Radio, television, entertainment is definitely a passion of mine. Thanks, Doc. That's really sweet of you. Yeah, you could do anything. You just got to put your mind to it and expect it to come. Literally, you just got to act like it's already there, and then the universe has to yield a way to manifest it.
Right.
That's it.
Exactly. I agree.
Yeah, we're good.
So we just talked about, you know, feeling good. So we thought about the times when you felt happiest. Reflect on what were you doing back then, and those were your flashbulb moments, and those were your aha moments.
And listeners, feel free to take notes.
Yes. So you can... Blast it out there about Davey.
Do it yourself.
Oh
no, not notes on
I'm
my
kidding,
life.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Take notes on my life.
All right. So you have to think about, folks, and David, I want you to think about, why do you think that those events or situations that you can think about that made you feel the happiest contributed to your feeling of happiness? In other words, what can you do now to bring that feeling into other areas of your life? Okay, so you got to think about those times that you felt fulfilled and satisfied.
Nice.
So
being
what?
On the radio every
okay.
Sunday, super fulfilled, satisfied.
There you go.
What do? We just put ourselves in situations,
yeah,
that we know we're going to be happy in. So for me, if it's entertainment, I need to pursue something in entertainment and then merge my positive message
right
with sharing it
to the masses through multiple outlets. So that would be, let's see, what was the question again?
Well, I think I was thinking about having you consider what things made you feel fulfilled and satisfied, yeah. And what things fired you up when you think or talk about them. And
these are really good questions.
Oh, yeah. So.
Okay, so you're asking me what things fired
some of the things that.
Yeah, fire me up. Well, a lot of things fire me up, Doc. Yeah, so, you know, thinking about, yeah, thinking about these things. So, you know, you think about the past, you think about the things, just like you said, that you've done in your life that bring you joy, and then you amplify them by putting yourself and surrounding yourself with more of those things.
Mm, that's right. Right. Okay. So, we got to now look for patterns and themes in your answers. Okay, so what we've done is we've sort of checked out your, I don't know, what you want. Think about what motivates you.
How much does this cost, by the way?
It's free.
Oh!
You're giving me free PR today.
So oh, this Doc.
This is a free therapy session for you, buddy. It's called bartering.
Every Friday at 11, Dr. Michelle, on the couch.
LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio, Channel
11
1.
11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
A.m. Pacific.
Here we go. So we figured out your values. You have good values.
Well, thank you, as do you.
Ask yourself some self-reflective questions, number 3. And those were thinking about the times that you felt happiest.
Okay.
What moments made you feel happier in your life?
Right.
Those ones you can share on the radio. Things, moments, aha moments, good times with friends. What sparks your excitement?
Yeah, usually just like killing an 8-ball of cocaine with my friends. Is
Jeez. I knew you were going to say that. I was waiting. I was so waiting for that.
Killing an 8-ball.
You're not that kind of guy. I know that.
God,
so.
No.
You're funny. Okay, so we've got number 4. I want you to look for patterns and themes in your answers, David.
Okay.
All right. So what appears to make you happy and add purpose to your life? Okay. And what is not as satisfying as you thought?
Wow.
Hmm.
Wow, that's good. Well, something that's not as satisfying as I thought, which I'll tell you, which I've learned from past and previous experience, is judging people is not nearly as satisfying as it once was.
Yes.
You know, we go through these phases, and I think that, you know, we all judge people. It's part of the ego complex.
Sure.
And we judge people to make ourselves feel good. And usually, not usually, every single time, you look at someone else and see a flaw within them.
Right.
It's actually you just recognizing a flaw within yourself and then pointing it out in someone else to, for that brief moment, make you feel superior to that person. Right?
Exactly.
Because either this person offers something that makes you feel inferior, or, you know, so you have to balance it out in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Or you've just done that to yourself and you kind of pick on life to, you use life's experiences to, you know, make you the victim. And then therefore you put other people down to make yourself feel good. So judging isn't good. Smoking isn't good.
Yep.
That doesn't serve anyone. That's really unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very easy when you're, you know, you can find all the excuses in the world. You know,
yes.
Oh, just go out and have a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know,
sure.
All the excuses in the world. But at the end of the day, it depletes your energy. It's not good for your health and it kills you a lot faster. So why do it?
Mm-hmm.
So these are the things that for me, I've dropped. And of course, I still judge people. I don't smoke. Of course, I've still judged people, but not in the way that I used to. I'm a lot more conscious of that.
Good. Good for you. And I think you would agree. From what I hear about your law of attraction that you talk about is that, you know, when we're judging others, we psychologically, for me, we're projecting negativity onto others that we feel about ourselves.
Yes.
But number 2 is that it lowers our vibration.
Yes.
Because why have these negative thoughts pulling us down?
Exactly.
You know. So your values are yours. And I always say to people, don't judge them by anyone else's standards. Some people value spontaneity or competitiveness, and others value structure or teamwork.
Right.
Neither is better than the other. So you got to think about, you know, just patterns and themes that you like in your life and don't like. Okay?
Yes.
And this is a no-brainer, of course, thinking about what you love to do. So in my continuing interview with you, Davey,
yes,
I want you to take a look at your life and see if you're already doing something that you love, but just not doing it very often. Okay? So figuring out what you really love to do and channeling it in a productive way that turns it into a passion,
yes,
can help you explore your heart's desires. So I want you to ask yourself,
love it,
what are your goals?
Well, that kind of loops around to the first question, but it's different. It's different, right? Mm-hmm. Goals would be to maintain, number one, this always loops back around because this is number one, joy. Goal, maintain joy. Maintain happiness. Okay. Maintain high vibration, regardless of exterior experiences. What comes with those things? Being in a situation where I am excited to wake up every morning, I'm fulfilled, I'm getting generously compensated for everything that I'm doing. I can provide in every single way, shape, and form to the people I love, myself, the earth. My goals would be to have multiple people every day look forward to listening to the message that I have to offer.
Okay.
And just making a, like I said, you know, a positive impact on the planet. I think we're going through tremendous changes, and it's our time as light workers and light seeds to embody the light in which we are, illuminate as bright as we can, and, you know, raise the vibration of the earth. So I know it sounds a little, you know, to someone that doesn't understand the power of creative energy, you know, shifting the world sounds like a big thing. And I'm not saying I'm going to do it all on my own. But what I'm saying is we can all come together and change the world together as a collective consciousness.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So let me ask you. So if you could do one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be?
One thing.
I usually have people write these questions after our sessions.
Of course.
So they get
to
journal and think about it. I'm just popping these on you live.
Well,
here, so.
One thing, I would like to be on stage and radio and TV and spreading loving messages.
There you go. And that's what you're doing. You're already doing that. Yeah.
Yes, I am.
My next question is...
And providing and setting up new cool ideas for helping the homeless. And like, you know, I have this idea of like greenhouses, setting up greenhouses all around, you know, the state to, you know, and then getting all these vans of people to get all the homeless people and then give them some food to grow and like a healthy environment to be in and let them, you know, just all these ideas.
Yes.
Sorry, I just had to
plug that in. No, it's lovely. No, it's just helping in general, helping people who need, you know, any kind of spiritual and, of course, health help.
Raising vibration. Raising vibration.
Yeah.
Raising vibration.
Okay. So think about what you've always dreamed of doing. And this is something that I have people write down to. And this is sort of different from making a list of all the things that make you happy, which we talked about earlier. But I want you to think about writing a lot of things that you've always dreamed about but haven't done because you haven't had the time or the money or because they're impractical or kind of scary, right?
Traveling.
Okay.
Is that a good one?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I love traveling.
Mm-hmm.
I
want
to travel, but I feel at this specific time, just due to certain circumstances, I can't.
Yep.
But I really want to. I feel like it'd be a lot of fun.
That you know, traveling is amazing. Because you learn about other cultures.
Exactly. And feeling that energy of going around the world and seeing different places, feeling different people, their energy, interacting with different cultures, understanding the world from a more broad perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, LA is a bubble.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
It is a bubble.
And the times that I have gone out, you know, have traveled.
Yes.
I always come back with a plethora of knowledge.
That's neat. That's wonderful.
So it's fun.
Yeah. So, you know, they always say in psychology that to lighten up a little bit, to be happier, to try to imagine yourself as a child.
Now, yes, this is a good one.
Yeah, because we really have to, I mean, now, listen, I deal with all different types of patients who have a lot of issues, and some of their childhoods were not wonderful. But as children, we do have moments. We have dreams, and those can be escape from an abusive environment or
right.
from a negative environment or whatever. But other children who've had a healthier environment, you know, we go back to things that brought us joy, that made us happy. So yes. I want you to go back there right now, and I want you to think about what you wanted to do when you were a child. What were some of the things that you were thinking about or doing as a child?
Well,
it brought you joy.
You know, I always wanted to be a Martian.
Cool.
You know, like, I've always felt like I was from a different place.
You did.
Even when I was a child. Yeah.
We had.
I want to go back on the okay. alien spaceship that I came from. And I want to kick
okay.
it.
Okay. You better be careful.
I want to kick it with the Pleiadians. No. Okay. No reptilians or anything.
Be only, careful only what you
good,
ask for.
Only the good ones.
Okay.
Just the cool ones.
All right.
The ones that activate your light body and make y'all, okay, Dave's lost his rocker. No, but it's true.
You.
I want to be an astronaut, but that's what I, and I always, oh, music.
Yes.
I wanted to play music for people. I want to play music for people.
Haven't you played music in venue? You've told me about
yeah, I have. I've played music. I guess what I'm saying is I used to play a lot more music than I do today.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to the roots.
Mm-hmm.
I love music. That's such a great way of communicating a message.
Mm-hmm. It really
so
is.
So powerful, and people resonate to it
God,
on
they
such
really
a deep
do.
Level.
Yes. And, you know, you were talking to me one time about how you used to go play gigs. You used to do a lot of acoustics. And didn't you play... Do you pronounce it ukulele in the Hawaiian thing?
The ukulele.
Ukulele. You played that and guitar and electric guitar. And so you got to express yourself, and also you sing. So, okay. So when you were a child, you wanted to express yourself musically. So
yeah.
Good. So I want you to think about how you could incorporate that into your vision of
yes.
finding purpose.
It's interesting.
Mm-hmm,
no,
go ahead.
Please go. No, no interesting
no.
you say that because
yeah.
just yesterday...
Mm-hmm.
I was pondering, chatting with a couple brothers, and decided that, you know, in my head, I'm going to start making music again.
And that's great.
I'm going to intertwine it with the clothing that I'm offering, the events that we're putting together, and obviously, of course, the High Vibration Radio Station that is all about raising vibration.
Mm. What's the event you're talking about? I'm just wondering.
Universal Consciousness.
Hmm.
It's an event that myself and my partner, who's in London, put together.
Mm-hmm.
And we have created a global platform for people to tune in via Periscope to global meditation. So it's a meditation event. We have vendors. Oh. We have musicians. We have yoga. We have singing bowls. We have meditation. And you come to these events. It's $11 entry, $11.11, and
love it.
You just meet a community of people that are of like vibration.
Yes.
You know, there's high vibrational products from skincare to you know body washes to apparel, clothing, crystals.
That's neat.
Pretty much anything and everything that you can think about, home decor, you know, but it all has positive intentions behind it. It's either sacred geometry, they have positive affirmations. So it's all about living a conscious, positive, high vibrational, loving lifestyle.
Where is that and when is it?
It is at the Topanga Community Club in Topanga Canyon.
California,
of course. Mm-hmm. It's on July 10th.
Hmm. That's nice.
1440 North Topanga Canyon Boulevard.
Sounds like so. It's $11.11. If I don't have 11
cents, just give me it. It's fine.
Okay.
Care. Give it. Doesn't matter.
Okay. Good.
It's more for, it's sounds more amazing. It's more to stay in alignment with the aesthetics of 1111.
Sounds amazing. Yeah. And you're going to have speakers and performers and musicians and yes. all that who are elevating everybody's consciousness and
credible high vibration you know, loving speakers, musicians, teachers.
Wow. I'm writing this all down.
Oh, you're so cool.
That's good.
It's just coming together.
Cool.
To raise the vibe of the planet.
Cool, cool.
That's what it's all about.
All right.
You better be there, Doc.
I'm going to be there.
I think you are.
I'm going
to
be there.
After the show, I actually I wanted to talk to you because I think you'd be such a phenomenal
addition.
I'd love to have you speak at some point.
Well, I'd be happy to volunteer my time because you've always been so generous in having me on and helping me spread, you know, positive energy to other people and help them. So thank you.
Well,
and
thank
I'll be
you.
Happy. We'll talk.
We'll talk.
So we're going to continue on with my survey.
Oh, goodness.
Finding your passion.
I love
We're almost done.
No, this is great, Doc.
Because it's helping me understand, you know, more about you. And it's also maybe helping listeners understand how to find their passions,
Of course. Of course.
So I want you to think
about
this.
I'll be the guinea pig today.
You be the guinea pig. Good one. Is there something that you've been afraid to try because it takes you out of your comfort zone? Think about that.
Yeah, definitely. Just like, you know, there's obviously I have these visions. We all have. When I say I mean we all, right? I am a reflection of all. All is a reflection of I. So it's like we all share the same thoughts.
Okay.
We all have these visions. We all have these passions. But taking the leap of faith and doing it. You know, I've done that and I'm doing that right now, but I feel like that I have some minor hesitation.
Okay.
Because I want to feel secure. You
of
know,
course.
I want that
well, yeah,
that security of
you have bills to pay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, but at the same time, we need to sleep in a day, we eat in a day. There's things, you know, we clean, we shower. We have downtime, but then we also work and build an organization.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So sometimes it is, and I don't know if it's fear or just like not feeling the pure whole picture, not getting the pure whole picture, and like, you know, you get these spurt moments of pure excitement, mm-hmm. and you got to jump up and act on it.
Hmm.
But other times, you're like, oh, I'm tired.
Sure.
Other times, it's, I want to do this, but I'm exhausted.
Right.
So it's a matter of shifting into that passion. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm.
Knowing that you are taken care of, trusting in the universe,
yes.
just doing it, going for it, making it happen, making a difference in the world,
mm-hmm.
making a difference in yourself. That's the most important thing.
Yep.
Fuck the world if you can make a difference in yourself, because then you're making a difference in the world. You know?
That's right.
It sounds, excuse my French, it sounds too big when you say, well, I want to help the world. No, help yourself.
Yes.
You are a projection of your planet. So if you help yourself, your planet will be helped.
That's right.
You are the birds.
You have to be the master of one.
The master of one. You are the birds, you are the bees, you are the mountains, you are the trees. When your consciousness vibrates at the speed of light, you become your reality. This is quantum physics.
Mm-hmm.
Your consciousness extends through time and space when it vibrates to the speed of light. And it literally becomes all that you experience.
Hmm.
That's what the experience of ego death is. You know, you hear about people having near-death experiences where, you know, they'll see the light, they'll go into the afterlife.
Right.
Some people claim seeing their loved ones, you know, on the other side. Other people claim, and I've read a bunch of different examples of this, where they become intertwined with this web of collective consciousness, where they become one with everything, right?
Yeah.
They experience a oneness with the entire universe.
Right.
And they realize that they are everyone, everything, everywhere, every place, every time. And their human experience is just one fractal of that expression.
Yes.
So
that's really fascinating. It's true.
That.
Going beyond. By the way, you told me, we went back to the previous question about things that were fascinating to you as a child. In one of our many discussions, you told me that you used to have out-of-body experiences when you were a child. That blew me away. I mean, I can't believe that. That's. I mean, I do believe it, but what I'm saying is just a matter of speaking.
I feel you, Doc.
That's amazing to me. So. Oh,
well, those were really cool. I do remember I used to, in my bed that I would sleep in when I was a young child, I remember, and it's so funny because I can still remember it to this day. I remember playing, I was floating above my bed.
Wow.
And I was playing with these blocks. Just playing with blocks.
Wow.
But the blocks were floating, I was floating.
Wow.
And it wasn't like a dream state, because in a dream state, you are somewhere else.
Right.
It was an out-of-body experience because I was in the room. I was in the same room. And here's what really tripped me out is I remember looking down and seeing myself sleeping.
Whoa. Yeah.
I remember seeing myself.
Wow.
Sleeping.
That's really cool.
So that was cool.
That didn't scare you?
No.
Wow, that's
It's a very neat. Natural thing. It's a very natural thing.
Well, that's a perfect segue into my next question.
Beautiful.
In the continuing interview that I'm having with you about finding your purpose in life.
Well, thank you, Doc. I'm going to go home and change some things.
Think about what would you do if you had no constraints? Talking about out-of-body experience.
I love it.
What would you do if you had no constraints?
Like, okay, so keep it logical.
Keep it. Well, you can do whatever you want to do.
Well, because I want to fly.
Well,
not planes, like literally, like
flap
levitate.
Flap your arms.
Like flap my arms. Like,
well, I mean,
want big white.
Sure.
Like,
you could be a base jumper.
I want like a 30 foot wingspan.
Well, you could be a base jumper. We could.
Oh, that's fun.
Okay.
That's awesome. I want to be a base jumper.
You could parachute out of some planes. You could.
Oh, let's do it.
No, let's just, you do it. I'll watch you.
You can cheer me on.
I'll cheer you.
You can run in circles and that'll be my landing spot.
That's great.
Well, what would I do? I would actually, I would fund, I would start a campaign to fund this event, these events, so I could really get a huge reach. Just, you know, commercials on mainstream television, commercials on YouTube, everything, just saying you want to be a part of a high vibration conscious community. Check us out.
Oh, that's great.
So we unite the collective. We unite the community. I would also buy real estate on the beach.
Okay.
Because
I vote for that.
I love
living
by the beach. I love the beach. I love the feeling of the negative ions when you're at the ocean. I love the vision of walking out from my bedroom onto my balcony and just feeling the negative ions. And I want to offer that to other people, right? I want to be like, yo, I have a place on the beach. I have multiple. Hop on in.
Yes.
Take it.
Yes.
So that's what I would do if I had no constraints. And I would host a sweet, fun, awesome like meditation party on the beach every month just for fun. Just get really beautiful people together. Beautiful inside. And of course, because everyone's beautiful on the outside.
Oh.
And on the inside.
Yeah. Some people just need a little.
Get the whole world self-help. On the beach.
Yeah, get the whole world on the beach. That's right.
It's too much energy.
Yeah, well, that's true. I love that.
Well, if they're all there for one reason.
Right. Right, exactly.
So.
And just also I encourage people to think about something that someone you know does that thrills you. When people are having a hard time going into social situations or making decisions about their lives or acting in a certain way and they just don't have enough energy in a public situation, or I ask them to envision someone who they really look up to, whether it's a political figure, whether it's a celebrity, whether it's someone who's influenced them greatly in their lives, a professor, whatever. I say, think about someone who has influenced you and be that person. How would they act in that social situation that you're so nervous about?
Yes.
How would they
act?
If they were in a job interview, what would they do to overcome their depression? What would they say to you about managing your anxiety? That person or those persons in your life who you so look up to, no matter who they are, no matter how far back they go in your life. So you think about, is there something that someone you know was a huge influence on you and something they did really thrilled you?
Yeah, Moses part of the Red Sea. I thought that was really cool. I'm pretty down.
Okay. Delusions of grandeur.
Actually, it was extraterrestrial technology that was being used, so it's fine.
God. Okay.
You can look it up.
This is called a psychiatric evaluation, by the way, Dave.
You could look it up.
I'm taking notes. So you can look it up. So,
you
yeah.
Can.
So who besides Moses, of course, all of the higher vibrating, you know, spiritual leaders of our human existence.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, that's a really great question. Abraham Hicks is someone to really look up to.
Mm, yes.
Esther and Jerry Hicks.
Yeah.
They're really beautiful people. Mm. And Jerry is with us on a non-physical plane, but Esther's with us on a physical and a non-physical plane as well. So the lifestyle that she lives sounds just really wonderful. You know, everything that she does revolves around alignment with Source. Mm-hmm. And she talks about, you know, they travel and then they do these, basically, you know, host these events where people come together and hear her speak, hear her channel. She picks an audience, a member of the audience to ask a question. Mm-hmm. And she picks multiple members, not simultaneously, but one after another. And she just gives them tremendous advice on the spirit, time and space, health, wealth, happiness, how to go about, you know, obtaining, receiving, and flourishing in these states of mind.
Right.
And she really embodies it. She really does a phenomenal job at
practicing what she preaches.
Practicing what she preaches and giving it to the rest of the world. So that's someone really to look up to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think she sure is. There's so many.
Oh, Dr. Wayne Dyer. Such an amazing.
May his soul rest in peace. I loved him.
Yeah, I love him. He's still with us.
Yeah.
He's just downloading knowledge into our into our consciousness.
That's right. Louise Hay is amazing.
Oh, she's wonderful.
You know, there's so many spiritual leaders. There's so many. And of course, we can't. You mentioned Moses. Of course, we can't forget Jesus, Buddha, Zen.
Oh, totally. Super Zen.
All of
I was just reading Buddha
Paramahansa
quotes yesterday.
Yogananda.
Ah, Paramahansa Yogananda. What a guy. Yeah, see, all of these masters, the thing that these people have in common is they've mastered their consciousness. They've learned how to manipulate their time and space, their reality, through focusing their thoughts in productive, loving, compassionate, aligned ways. And that's how we change the world for the better.
Follow your passion.
Follow your passion.
By following their teachings.
Wow. Doc, I really, really just appreciate more than you could ever imagine you coming on here and helping me, you know, point out certain things in my life that I haven't even thought about before.
That was fun.
And the cool thing is this wasn't a premeditated question. This
right.
was really just from the heart. You're asking these questions.
I kind of sprung it on you.
I love it. And hopefully, listeners, you guys were taking notes. You can re-listen to the show to get these questions, ask yourself these questions, and start applying the answers to your life. You will see a result. Doc, once again, all the unconditional love, light, appreciation, abundance, joy, and laughter from my heart and our hearts to yours.
Thank you, Davey.
Listeners, make sure to check out TalkShowTherapist.com. That's TalkShowTherapist.com. TalkShowTherapist.com. And you gotta tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Channel 1 LA Talk Radio on the couch with Dr. Michelle. Of course, follow Dr. Michelle Cohen on Twitter. And you can follow at Good Vibe Station on Twitter. Want to thank you guys once again from the bottom of our hearts. Apply this knowledge and improve your life. Improve your life and improve the world. Love you guys, and we'll see you next week. Keep a high vibe.